Hello and welcome to Finch Shorts Daily. In today's episode, we explain how Landmark Cars is riding the wave of demand for luxury and premium cars. Before we start today's episode, here's a quick side note from Team Ditto. If you're a person who is great at communicating and are enthusiastic to join our team, Ditto is looking to recruit new insurance advisors. You don't even need to know about insurance. We would train you from scratch and you can enjoy working remotely with a great team. If you're interested or know someone who is, please click the link in the description below. Now, on to today's episode. Mercedes-Benz sold 17,408 cars in India in 2023. Now, that doesn't seem like much, we know. But it was the highest ever sales recorded for the German carmaker in the country. And that's got Mercedes excited. They wanted to launch 12 new vehicles in India this year and set up even more dealerships, all in the hope that with the burgeoning demand, India will drive into its top three markets under the region overseas classification. For context, we are in the fifth spot out of 118 countries on that list currently. Now you might be wondering, hey Finshots, you talk about stocks listed on the stock exchanges on Saturdays. Mercedes doesn't fit that mold. So what gives? Well, what if we told you there is a way to play the Mercedes-Benz India story? And the way is Landmark Cars. You might not have heard of them, but they're the biggest car dealer or retailer for Mercedes-Benz in India. They have been selling Mercedes cars in India since 2008. They have a market share of 16% in the country and currently have 21 outlets across West, Central and East India. And they're quite a crucial cog in the wheels for Mercedes. See, the luxury car maker cannot set up their own shop easily in different parts of the world. Its job is to manufacture the best cars, so it leaves it to an intermediary to interact with customers and create that first impression. This intermediary guides customers in the decision-making journey. They help with insurance and registration. They're the ones who even glean customer insights and relay it back to the car maker, who can then make tweaks or improvements to its models. So deciding to team up with a dealer is quite a crucial decision for any car maker. They need someone with proven skills, and Mercedes found that in Landmark. Okay, but how does a dealer such as the Landmark Cars even make money, you ask? There are five parts to this, so strap on, no pun intended. Number one, by selling new vehicles. Now this is where the big chunk of revenues come from. Typically, the dealer buys vehicles or inventory from the car makers, and when they sell the cars, they decide the price at which they can sell. They record the entire sale value as revenue. They make a commission of 3-5% for most cars, and for luxury vehicles, it inches higher to 6-8%. But Mercedes-Benz moved to an agency model in 2021. This means that Landmark Cars doesn't need to take the risk of buying inventory anymore. It simply has to sell the car and earn a commission. This makes for 77% of Landmark Cars' revenue. Number two, by offering after-sales service. Once you buy a vehicle, you will have to take it to the dealership every once in a while for a tune-up. Sure, you might get the first few services done for free, but after that, the costs add up quickly. And if you need some parts replaced due to wear and tear, that's going to cost you a fair bit of money too. There's a labor cost also associated with all of this. This creates a recurring revenue stream that makes up 20% of the top line. And it has grown at 20% year on year for Landmark Cars from FY14 to FY23. Number three, tacking on accessories. If you have bought a new car and want to spruce it up with some floor mats, seat covers, car covers, tire inflators, etc., you could end up buying all of this from the dealership itself. Maybe even things like a paint protection film. While it's quite a high margin business for the dealer, it doesn't amount to much on the revenue front. It's negligible. Number four, offering financing and insurance. Dealers usually have tie-ups with banks and other financial institutions to make your buying journey smooth. That way, you don't have to run from pillar to post when you're trying to get a loan. And they get a commission for facilitating this deal too. Then there's insurance. Yes, 90% of customers don't shop around for insurance when they're buying a new car. They just go with what the dealer suggests. And again, the dealer gets up to 20% of the insurance premium as commission for luxury cars. This makes up 1% of Landmark Cars' revenue. Number 5. Selling pre-owned vehicles. If you look up the websites of car makers such as Mercedes-Benz, you will see something called an assured buyback. This simply means that subject to some terms and conditions such as how many kilometers you drive each year, the dealer will buy back the car from you at a predetermined price. And once it's in their inventory, they can sell it to other customers who don't want to splash the cash on a brand new car but want a certified car. This segment is just 12% of Landmark Cars' overall revenues right now, but it's a division that's growing quickly. After all, Indians want luxury cars, but the younger demographic doesn't seem hell-bent on buying spanking new ones. And yes, that's how Landmark Cars makes money. But wait, there's a confession we have to make. We might have misled you a tad bit by making it seem like Landmark Cars only sells Mercedes-Benz. The luxury car accounts for less than 30% of Landmark's revenue. Sure, it's the biggest partner, but the company deals with other car makers across the spectrum. There's Mercedes for luxury, Jeep for premium, Honda and Volkswagen for the mid-range, and BYD and MG Motors to play the EV segment too. They've even snagged Mahindra and Mahindra dealerships lately. And that means Landmark Cars is not just a play on the luxury market, it's actually a play on the aspirations of young India. Also, if Landmark Cars plays their cards right, they could be in a sweet spot. Because if you look at the environment globally, you will see that there are some giants in the dealership industry. You have Penske Automotives, which has 320 outlets across the US and UK. There's AutoNation, with 320 showrooms in the US. And in China, there's the Zhongsheng Group Holding, with over 380 outlets. In comparison, Landmark Cars has just achieved a third of what these global players have. They have around 120 outlets across 9 states. So you can see that with a rising demand for premium and luxury cars in India, there's large room for expansion. But we haven't spoken about the risks, have we? Well, the most standard risk is that if the economy goes through a period of trouble, that will impact the sales of luxury and premium vehicles too. Oh yes, it does. When COVID struck, luxury cars took a beating too. It's only the really high-end ones like Bentleys and Lamborghinis that defied expectations. But the bigger question to ponder is why the seemingly large opportunity of aspirational India doesn't quite translate into exponential sales. In terms of market penetration, luxury cars make up just 1% of overall new car sales in the country. On the other hand, other emerging economies such as Brazil, Thailand, and Indonesia have luxury car penetrations ranging from 5 to 8%, and China is even higher at 13%. Usually, this low penetration signals a market opportunity. But in this case, we've been stuck at 1% for a while now. And that gets you thinking, why haven't we seen this number inch upward despite the exponential rise in the number of wealthy people in India? Well, it could be a behavioral thing. A report by ICICI Securities even says that only 4% of Indian millionaires purchase luxury cars versus the global average of 60%. Indians still seem to be more conservative when it comes to spending their money. And unless that mindset shifts quickly, investors might contemplate what that means for the future of ambitious luxury car dealers like Landmark Cars. Thank you for listening to today's episode. And if you want to share your feedback or suggestions, do drop us an email to hi@finshots.in. Until next time.